Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. And Burns, let's get right to it. That Sports Illustrated expose regarding the OSU football program, a number of allegations of misconduct within that program starting back in 2001. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that we're going to take this very seriously and we're going to investigate it thoroughly. We're going to actually bring in a outside investigator to look into every charge, and we're going to take the appropriate action. You know, we have a very strict standard on this kind of stuff, and we don't tolerate or condone any kind of misconduct in our programs. I mean, we want to play by the rules on and off the field, and to the extent that didn't happen, then we're going to correct it, and we're going to take the appropriate action going forward. We have been in contact with the NCAA. They will certainly look into this. So that's really the bottom line. I'm not permitted really to talk about any of the details of the charges or the people that made them. So I can't get into any of that. I did note, at least in the beginning and from our conversations with Sports Illustrated, that it does not involve any current players or coaches that were engaged in the accused behavior. But still, it doesn't mean that we don't want to know about it and understand it and do what we should about it. Coach Gundy was there for this entire period, either as a assistant or as head coach. He's made his statements. Coach Gundy's made it clear that he didn't know anything about any of this. He doesn't think, at least in his case, he doesn't think there's anything to it. But we will, whether there is or there isn't, we're going to find out.
And tell us what you can about that process of investigating the allegations made in this series.
Well, we have a very strong compliance department at the university, which reports directly to me. And obviously, it will be very engaged in investigations. But we, as I say, will bring in an independent investigator who is skilled in this area, and then of course the NCAA will come in, and whether they focus on the entire period or not is up to them, of course. But we're going to look at everything.
And Burns, what message would you like to share with fans, alumni, everyone who's associated with the OSU program?
That we have a strong and abiding commitment to playing by the rules, and we do everything we can to be sure that happens. If for some reason it doesn't, then we have to take swift and sure action, and that's what we're going to do. But I have a lot of confidence in our current players. I think they're very, and really many of our former players, and our coaches at OSU. So they understand what the standard is, and it is to do the best you can playing by the rules. And so we want to win, but we don't want to win the wrong way.
And finally, Burns, how do you see this impacting the football program in its immediate task, namely the game Saturday and for the remainder of the season?
I think this team will stay focused on the task at hand. As I said, it doesn't appear, at least in this initial article and in the conversations, that it involves any of those players. And I think we will we'll see the team come out on Saturday against Lamar and play a good, solid game. I'm just confident that they will stay focused on the job at hand.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.